Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. Live events are back in a big way this summer, and there's something pretty special happening in downtown Portland. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Trevor Solomon, the talent buyer for True West, and Teresa Vetch Sandoval, director of marketing of Pioneer Courthouse Square. Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, nice. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, nice to be here.
So we want to talk about music today. You know, it's been great over the last few weeks. We had Rose Festival, we had Pride, we had the Blues Fest, and now there's more music in downtown Portland. Trevor, tell me about PDX Live.
So PDX Live is its first year. It sort of came about because we were in the pandemic in 21, and I was sitting around trying to figure out what we should do for the, you know, the future. And I had previously done shows from 2010 to 2013 with Music Fest Northwest at Pioneer Square.
Okay.
And had a really great relationship with the Square and Lindsay at the Square. And I literally sent an email to the info at the Square, and I got a call that was on my phone from Lindsay saying, "I'm still here." And I was like, "Oh, awesome." And, you know, my thought process and the True West thought process was, and our team was that, you know, there was, you see a lot of stuff being written about Portland, and, you know, we have a lot of pride for living here a long time and doing a lot of business here. And, you know, we wanted to boost the, you know, try to bring some positivity and some music to downtown Portland, and maybe just, you know, bring something that is just positive and good, you know, something to make people happy. And, you know, it literally was reaching out to a couple of different bands, and then, you know, it sort of blossomed from there.
Well, it sounds like it's so far so good, right? You brought a lot of people in downtown last month in June.
Yeah, the first weekend was really successful. You know, the first day was Indigo Girls, Nico Case, that aligned with Pride was really a special, you know, it was a pretty special show in that regard. And then the next day was Andrew Bird in Iron and Wine. And those two shows were just really, really just good Portland shows. And, you know, there's something about the Square that it's hard to describe, but there's a magic there. And I think people really connect with it here based in Portland. You know, when the lights go up at the courthouse around 8 o'clock, and you just, you know, you see all the names written on the square. There's a lot going on there. And, you know, even sound wise, an outdoor space can have its issues. And this has really good, just good sight views and sound. And it's really a nice just space. And then the last day was Tenacious D, which was probably the most, you know, insane but awesome day at the same time.
With Tenacious D? Insane?
Yes. Sure.
I can't imagine that. Of course it's going to be insane. It's Tenacious D.
It was awesome. It was really special. And, you know, I think the artist really liked it. I knew, you know, I had more people come up to me saying how they felt like for the first time in a long time, it was just nice to engage again in Portland. And I think that's sort of the purpose here a little bit.
Everybody wants to get back into going to downtown Portland, but some people are a little nervous about it. How?
Sure.
Have you convinced people to come back? You obviously have. You've sold out some shows.
I mean, we could do as much as we can. Between us and the square and, you know, Teresa's work on the marketing front and our work, we've done a really good job of trying to focus on that. And I think the city's, you know, trying to help as well. And I just think it's one of those things that, you know, we're trying to educate as much as possible.
Yeah. Let me introduce Teresa Vetch Sandoval one more time. You're the director of marketing at Pioneer Courthouse Square. So what's life like at Pioneer Courthouse Square for you right now?
Actually, right now it is getting pretty busy. Yeah. We are, of course, we've got the PDX Live concert series going, but and of course, intermixed. We have various events that have returned to the square this summer. We've got, you know, a Noon Tunes concert series that kicked off yesterday. Portland Opera a la carte's coming to the square. We're going to do outdoor movies again at the square this summer. And cultural festivals are coming back. So we are excited for this summer at the square and hopefully be a little bit more of a normal experience, right?
Yeah.
I mean, over the last couple of years, we did continue to activate the square because, you know, and that really helps with the health and vitality of the square and downtown, just keeping it actively programmed. And so we are just excited, you know, to see what this summer brings. And we got a good taste of that with PDX Live in June. And yeah, with that sold out weekend and the concert goers were thrilled to be there. I mean, just like singing together, swaying back and forth, you know, just experiencing that energy of being all together and at a live show again.
Finally, yeah. You know, there's so much pent up energy that people just want to get out and they'll see anything and anybody at this point.
Yeah.
So Pioneer Courthouse Square is a nonprofit. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit and we turned 38 years old this year, back in April. And really, we, you know, sort of our nonprofit organization just basically works to be stewards of the park and activate the city and be collaborators and, you know, sustain funding for the park. And so, you know, it's Portland's living room and it's a place where everybody can come together. And so that's our mission, really, is to keep that space available, you know, for all and make sure that it's running smoothly and, you know, being programmed. Honestly, I mean, that is really one of the key elements of keeping the space thriving is bringing in all different types of programming to activate space.
Pioneer Courthouse Square, like you say, it's Portland's living room. It's a very important space for community downtown. There's just, it's a place to meet. It's a place to have coffee. It's a place to hang out. It's a place to have lunch. Are you seeing a lot of people coming back and doing all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will say that throughout the pandemic, the carts on the square really actually were doing okay. I mean, because I think they were one of the only lunch options available.
That's true.
But they have been doing great. And like, as a, you know, fast forward to now, yes, there are so many people that come out there and enjoy their lunch and go to the carts on the square and listen to, you know, music or whatever event's going on. And lunchtime is a very popular time, yes, at the square. We're seeing a lot more foot traffic, too, and visitors. And so we're definitely seeing, you know, more people coming into downtown for sure.
If I could ask you to kind of convince people that downtown Portland is okay, you can come back, you can come downtown, how would you do that?
I would say, you know, businesses, shops, dining, you know, things are open. Like, people, you know, need to know that. We've, you know, the square is, there's lots of traffic that comes through the square, you know, each day. The museums are open, the cultural experiences, there's tours that are happening. We have lots of them coming through the square. In fact, yesterday I was down there for Noon Tunes and I saw a large tour group come through the square, you know, and just watch the weather machine go off. So I know that there, in having been here, you know, over these last couple of years, it's just a real transformation now. And so I encourage people to come back downtown. I know we've got a huge lineup of events this summer at the square, and including PBX Live. So I think that it's people just need to come down and experience for themselves, like come eat, go to a show, support the arts, buy tickets. You know, come on back. We are here and ready.
Awesome. Very cool. Let me introduce Trevor Solomon one more time. He's the talent buyer at True West. Now, let's talk more about PDX Live. It's going on pretty much all summer, right? Through September?
Yeah, through the middle of September.
Who else is coming? What are the next big shows? And, well, actually, tell us about all the shows that are coming.
So, the next weekend, which is the 15th and the 17th, we have a local band, Blind Pilot, who are a great band. Been around probably almost 10 years now. And then on that Sunday, we have Old Crow Medicine Show with a really cool local band opening that show called Hillstomp. The weekend, the end of July, we have three shows that weekend. We have George Clinton the first night with Parliament Funkadelic, The Roots, and then Punch Brothers and Watch House on the Sunday. And then middle of August, we have two nights with Modest Mouse. End of August, we have really up-and-coming great band who just put out a record, Goose. We have Father John Misty and then Shaky Graves. And then we end the summer with two nights of the Shins in middle September and then two nights with Spoon and Interpol.
These are huge names.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone really well. It's like, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we just got a little bit of luck and it just sort of figured itself out as we were in the booking process.
And these bands probably want to get out and do their thing too, right? Everybody's been, like I say, pent up energy.
They do.
They want to get out and do it.
And I mean, I think that there's a connection. I think Blind Pilot, you know, they have the local connection. Having a local band play in the heart of Portland is a really big deal. The first show I ever did at the square in 2010 was the Decemberists, and you could just tell it was important to them and really special. And like, it's becoming more apparent, like talking to bands and just talking to like their representatives. Like Blind Pilot was really excited to play the square. Modest Mouse, being from here, is excited. The Shins as well. And then Spoon, the singer from Spoon, lived here in Portland. So I know that he has a connection with Pioneer Square. And like, you know, it's just something that's inevitable. I mean, when I first moved here in 95, the first place I ate at was Honkin' Huge Burritos.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
At the square.
I mean, that's a thing. It's like, even if you don't go there that often, you still feel like, you know, it's definitely a touching point for anybody, I think, who lives in Portland.
Yeah, for sure. PDX Live is happening at Pioneer Courthouse Square, right smack dab in the middle of downtown Portland. So that means it's a square block, basically, right? Square city block. So that means you can fit quite a few people in there, but not many. So each of these shows is going to be pretty intimate.
Yeah, they're definitely intimate shows. And they're, you know, it's a lot of work to bring in the stages. The production team has, you know, they're doing a lot of, you know, a lot of work every, you know, series to break down, put it back up. But, you know, it just felt really, you know, there's something magical that you can't explain in words when you go down there and see it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the fans felt it. And I think, you know, just from a producer's point of view, I felt it.
Because you've done a lot of shows. You know this biz.
I mean, I know I wake up every day thinking I don't know anything what I'm doing, but I try my best to. I mean, I've done a fair amount of shows, and, you know, there is that thing where, you know, it is something that is pretty magical. And I think, like, watching the Indigo Girls and watching Andrew Bird and, you know, watching the D, it's like there's, you know, it's like you get the goosebumps a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, where can we get tickets?
If you go to pdx-live.com, you could find all the shows there with ticket links.
And there's still good tickets available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some shows are getting close, so I'd say go buy your tickets. But yeah.
Go today, now.
Yeah.
We're talking today with Trevor Solomon, the talent buyer with True West, and Teresa Vetch Sandoval, director of marketing at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Now, Teresa, let's pretend that I'm brand new to Portland. I just got here. Tell me about Pioneer Courthouse Square. What do I need to know about it? Maybe some history.
Oh, absolutely. Well, for those that don't know, it is affectionately known as Portland's living room. So it's you know, full city block. It's a basically brick plaza. It's a park, actually. And it's where people come together in the middle of the city. It's surrounded by, you know, transit on each side. And, you know, for those visitors that are coming, they can always take TriMet right to the square, drop some right off right at the square.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get to. Pretty convenient.
Pretty easy to get to. Yeah, it's very easy. You can't miss it. It's definitely just right there. You know, it's often programmed with events. If it's not, it's, you know, it's a great lunchtime destination, too. We've got food carts there at the square. I think I mentioned before, it is 38 years old. It turned out this year. It's basically was, you know, a parking lot before it was a public park. And the goal of it was just to, of course, be a gathering space in the middle of downtown, basically the town square.
Was it a building in that space sometime in the past? Like, was it the original place for Meyer and Frank? Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
It was before the square. There was a parking lot before, going way back. It was Portland Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of history, yeah. right in the center of downtown Portland.
Yeah, there is a lot of history. And, of course, its namesake is the federal courthouse across the street, Pioneer Courthouse.
So what else is happening this summer in Pioneer Courthouse Square besides PDX Live?
Yeah, we have lots of events coming back to the square this year. As I mentioned before, we kicked off our Noon Tune Summer Concert Series, which is on Tuesdays at noon through the balance of August. We will be bringing in Portland Opera a la carte, actually tomorrow. And they're going to be here on select Thursdays throughout the summer. We've got India Fest is coming back, and the Chinese Festival is coming. We have a whole weekend dedicated to Flicks on the Bricks, showing 10 movies outside for free throughout Friday through Sunday. And just a lot of activity.
Yeah. Yes. Finally,
we're
right?
We're getting inquiries on the daily for people that want to hold events. So that's a real lovely sign that, you know, things are on the upswing.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about the bricks at Pioneer Courthouse Square? Can you still buy a brick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was kind of the foundation in which the square was built.
Literally.
We've got over 80,000 named bricks in the square and many more for sale. So, yeah, if someone wants to have a personalized brick in the square, they still can. And it's about $125. And you can put your name or a quote or whatever you like on a brick in the square.
Awesome.
And they're great. And it's just a really nice way to kind of have a piece of history.
For sure. Yeah. And like we've talked about earlier, Pioneer Courthouse Square is a nonprofit. So how do you support all of these events? How do you do all this?
Oh, well, through a variety of ways. Yeah. So we do have sponsored events wherein we go out and fundraise and, you know, bring in sponsors to produce those, you know, free events and bring them to the community. We have event clients that come through and rent out the space to do their own event. And so that is a great source of funding as well. We also do our brick sales. And we also have, you know, tenants at the square. We do get partial funding from the city. So, yeah, just a whole lot of collaborations to keep this block afloat.
Yeah. And one of the big events that's happening this summer is PDX Live. Trevor, what was the inspiration behind PDX Live?
Sorry, I was on mute. the inspiration, you know, I think it's doing shows previously, you know, from 2010 to 2013 was like, you know, a big deal in the fact that they all were really successful. There was a good vibe. It was a really good relationship between Music Fest Northwest and Pioneer Courthouse Square. And there's just, you know, it had that thing like I was talking about earlier. And, you know, it was interesting because it was, you know, something that you could, you know, you explain it to a band until they show up and they actually engage in it. They don't really see it. And once they see it, it's like that European feel. And you don't see that in many American cities where, like, you know, a band is playing in the square. And, like, I don't think, you know, a lot of cities have that square, like, or that, like, their own Pioneer Courthouse Square. But it's, you know, I think for Portland, it's really unique and special. Yeah. And then, you know, through that, I just started talking to a couple of different bands and they were interested. And like I said earlier, it really just blossomed.
Yeah. So tell me, if somebody buys a ticket to one of the shows, what can they expect when they get there? What's the vibe going to be like at Pioneer Courthouse Square for PDX Live?
You know, I think it's like you show up and it's like any other show. It's like, you know, you're downtown, it's outside, so you have the elements of weather, but hopefully we're past the rain.
Fingers
for
crossed.
The rest of the summer. Yes, knock on wood. And then, you know, you have really good food carts. We do have various amounts of beverages there, different beers, stuff like that. And we have Deschutes and what else? We have PBR. And like, I just think like we are, you know, we're setting ourselves up for, you know, success with, you know, just having a really good experience down there.
I guess technically we are still in a pandemic, right? So do you have any COVID protocols in place for PDX Live?
You know, it varies from show to show. Currently, we just go with the city mandate or the state mandates, and we follow those. But if people feel comfortable to wear a mask, of course, we want them to feel whatever, you know, comfort level they feel like to be able to go out and be in public.
That's awesome. Let's talk more about who's going to be there. What are the next shows coming up? Or tell me about all the shows coming up.
So, next show's coming up, Blind Pilot on the 15th, and then we have Old Crow Medicine Show on the 17th of July, and then on the 29th of July, we have George Clinton with Parliament Funkadelic. On the 30th of July, we have The Roots, and then on the 31st of July, we have Punch Brothers and Watch House and Sarah Jarosz, and then we roll into August. And August 19th and 20th, we have Modest Mouse. And then August 25th, we have Goose. August 26th, we have Shaky Graves. August 27th, we have Father John Misty. And then the last weekend, it'll be September 15th and 16th with the Shins. And then September 17th and 18th with Spoon and Interpol.
Again, some huge names coming. And I'm assuming these are nighttime shows. Is that right?
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock shows? Doors, about 6:30 shows. And so, yeah, it's like dusk into evening.
Awesome. I want to ask you both this question, but I'll start with you, Trevor. What is the biggest impact you see on downtown Portland and PDX Live?
You know, I think bringing people downtown. I think, you know, between us and other venues like the Crystal Ballroom, the Roseland, the Schnitzer, getting people to engage, come down, grab dinner beforehand, or grab food at the space, or, you know, just to be able to engage again to go downtown. Like, I went before one of the shows the first weekend, had dinner with a friend, and then we went to Departure. So I think it's like this whole thing of being able to walk around and, you know, you know, you cross the bridge and you want to, you know, just not just go to the show, but maybe, you know, have a drink afterwards, or just enjoy walking around downtown again.
Yeah, kind of supporting downtown Portland, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teresa, what do you see as the biggest impact for the summer series PDX Live?
Yeah, I would definitely second what Trevor said. I think that, you know, attracting people locally and regionally to experience these large, life-scale concerts in downtown, they're coming from near and far, because I will tell you that, you know, True West has put together a really amazing artist lineup. And I just know it's drawing people, because I'm personally fielding phone calls from out of state concert goers that are coming. And that makes me really excited. Yeah. You know, they want to know like what to expect and, you know, how to get there. And I mean, they've just been super excited to come. And I just feel like, you know, that's such a great positive thing. And, you know, we've experienced such positive comments, you know, via social media platforms, and people are just excited to come together again. Yeah. And experience these, you know, concerts and music live in downtown again. So
reintroducing and re-embracing downtown Portland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Trevor, what's the best place to get tickets as we wrap up here?
So tickets you could get at pdx-live.com. And if you click on that, you click on shows, you'll have a ticket link right at any of the shows you want to go to.
Awesome. It's going to be a great series.
The dash is important.
Yeah.
Remember the dash. It's important.
Perfect. pdx-live.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, this has been fun, you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the interview.
We've been talking today with Trevor Solomon, the talent buyer for True West, and Teresa Vetch-Sandoval, director of marketing at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Thanks, guys. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.